Hi and welcome. My name's John Painter from jploans.com.au. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about low-doc home loans and how they can benefit you. Low-doc home loans, no-doc or low-doc loans, are usually aimed towards those who are self-employed and unable to show enough financial information to satisfy normal lending criteria. If you happen to be in this category of lending, then I'm sure you've found finding a loan very expensive, time-consuming, and often very difficult. Often these sorts of loans are loaded with additional fees and higher interest rates due to their higher risk profile, and often this type of lending can be as hard to get approved as normal full-doc lending documentation loans. Firstly, what is a low-doc home loan? Basically, this type of loan is a loan that requires only the self-declaration of your income with minimal requirements for actual hard copy financial information from the accountant or employer in the form of tax returns, bank statements, payslips, profit and loss, etc. Often BAS or some form of income is required, but fairly minimal and usually just for the purposes of confirming a company or borrower is actually solvent and making a profit. A no-doc loan, as the name suggests, requires none of that. There are also loans available that don't ask for any income or assets and liabilities of a potential borrower and have no concern for the number of credit defaults or impairments a client may have. Obviously, these types of loans are priced accordingly for their risk rating, and the lending ratios would normally not go beyond 75% of the property values. Another consideration is that this type of lending has to be in a company name, so it falls outside the recent strict NCCP and compliance banking regulations. These recent regulations at the moment only relate to borrowers in individual names, so this is a way lenders in this category can avoid some of the conditions that are required to meet for a loan to be responsibly approved without potential recourse biting them down the track. There are various categories that would require one of the above mentioned loans, and while it mostly relates to self-employed, PAYG are potentially those asset rich and not even working applicants can be eligible. Generally, as a lender will want to see that a prospective borrower has had an ABN for at least 2 years and been registered for GS2 for 2 years. This normally restricts the borrowers to be self-employed for this category. Simplicity isn't the only reason to use a low doc. More often, the tax returns of self-employed people do not reflect their true income. A good example is depreciation, which is tax-deductible expense, but is actually an out-of-pocket expense. Some other businesses such as restaurants, taxi drivers, tradesmen or retail outlets receive decent amounts of their income as cash, which often wouldn't find its way to the tax return for that year. Obviously, if they were to show their tax returns to the lender, they'd be clined or not able to borrow as much as potentially they may have wanted. Sometimes a small business may have only been trading 12 months or so, and this is not enough history for many lenders to be comfortable lending to. Also, within 12 months, it would be very unlikely an applicant to have a full year of income to show in the tax return. And unfortunately for many small businesses, they have most of their larger expenses up front, further crippling their on-paper situation. Only a few lenders will allow a low-doc loan for PAYG applicants, but this can be very good for casual employees with income all over the place and also those with complex bonus and commission structures that average financial solution just won't be able to get their head around. Before opting to use one of these loans, though, I would always seek the advice of a reputable mortgage broker and make sure 100% that you can't entice at least one of the many lenders out there to place your loan amount on normal discounted rates and lending ratios. You never know, and I'm often surprised at what you can get through. Conversely, I'm surprised at what doesn't get through. But that is the beauty of a mortgage broker having access to so many lenders and products. There more often than not is a great solution out there somewhere for somehow and somewhere. So, if you exhausted all options and require a low, no, light doc loan, make sure you shop around and get the best one out there. Various lenders do low doc loans up to 80-70%, but then they want to verify assets and liabilities and some sort of income verification, and still at a fairly average rate. Others can lend up to 90% of a property value, with just the client signing off on what they can afford, the repayments, and still at a reasonable rate, although obviously a bit of a premium. Unfortunately, many people think that all financial institutions are the same, and because one or two of them have not given them the solution they're after, they just have to settle for that. Lending institutions out there are competing in many different spaces. Yes, the crispy, clean, high-income earner with a large deposit can go anywhere, but some lenders are not chasing this type of business. And if you aren't familiar with the mortgage and home loan industry and have only ever dealt previously with one bank or not all, then how are you to know? Do your research and use your connections and home loan brokers to help weave through the complex web of low documentation lending and find a solution that best helps you. I hope this has given you some more information, and for any general information on home loans in particular, please visit our website at jploans.com.au. Thank you for listening.